your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love that guy's voice. Trent. Did you wish you had a set of pipes like that?
I do.
Man.
I do. I remember when you first sent that over a couple of years ago.
Yeah, remember that? We put everything together, and we knew we were going to be doing the show from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we got that audio, and John was kind enough to put that audio together for us, and we all went, wow. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. I don't know how he does it. Carol Craighead, it's great to have you here. It's great to be in your home, Republic, Missouri.
Thank you. It's
at the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Wonderful to have you here.
Another huge hour lined up right now on the Armed American Radio Network. You guys ready to jump in?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Joining us right now is Lee Williams. Lee Williams is known, better known, as the gun writer. That's a the gun writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a journalist. And he's known as the gun writer. That's why he's on Armed American Radio. What a beautiful thing. Down at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. He's going to stick with us as we go through a number of guests. Lee is going to join us for the hour. Lee Williams down in Sarasota, Florida. How you doing, brother?
Great to be back, man. Great to be back.
You ready to talk all kinds of stuff?
Looking forward to it all week.
We have, now you don't have the benefit of being where I am right now, but I am actually sitting in the Crossbreed Holster facility in Republic, Missouri. We did some filming here over the last couple of days, right?
Correct.
A lot of filming out at your property on the range.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee, who we met, was amazing. Very quickly, Melissa and her husband, Jim Gilliland.
Correct.
Jim Gilliland is known, better known as one of America's most successful snipers in our military history. And we had a fantastic dinner with Jim. It was a pleasure and a real honor to be able to shake his trigger finger paw, trust me on that one, and his wife, Melissa, who is one of, if not the best long-range shooters in the world. Trent.
Yeah, they are just absolutely wonderful people. We've known them going back about 3 or 4 years now, and just super, super people. If you're going to talk about American people, they are it.
And there, of course, she hosts, along with her husband, Jim, hosts a Trigger Time TV, which you're involved in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Crossbreed Holsters sponsors Trigger Time. I think we're going on our third year, with them. Just a great group of people. Mark actually met Troy and Jim and Melissa several years ago, and one of the things he always said was Trigger Time was going to go a lot of years, and it continues to go.
He's right on the money with that one.
Absolutely.
Wasn't he? You know what's great to see is women shooting. This is the fastest growing segment of gun ownership. We've talked about that before, Carol. Of course, we talked about it this weekend a lot. Women in shooting, not just shooting sports, but women taking defense of themselves and their family very, very seriously today. And as such, I think it's 30% now is the number what we heard in Phoenix a couple weeks ago of new gun owners are women. So I'm going to introduce to you right now, and you all have never spoke to her, but you will. This is not going to be the last time, is Amber Cuno. Amber is our newest Armed American Radio contributor. Amber, welcome to the show from beautiful Mesa, Arizona. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing wonderful. You got to see some of the pictures today of some of the incredible people we met out on the range. Wasn't that fun to see?
It was so fun. I felt like I was right there with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got the video, so you got to hear the beautiful sound of American freedom, which is the crackling of gunfire out at the Crossbreed Holsters Ranch.
Oh, yes.
Lee, you would have loved it, too. I can promise you that.
I'm envious.
Yes, you are, but that's okay. We'll get some Trigger Time together here real soon. Amber, women and firearms, one of the things I'm looking forward to bringing your voice to the radio program on a regular basis. This is important stuff. In the essence of time, we've got to move quickly. Domestic violence, I know it's something near and dear to your heart. Take it away.
It is. It's a very personal story for me. I was. I'm actually a domestic violence survivor myself, but in the interest of protecting women everywhere, I decided I would be maybe a voice to some of those women, inspiration perhaps. I was married to a man that wasn't so nice to me, and, you know, I learned a lot along the way, and I'm so glad I did. And there's so many groups out there right now trying to take rights away from not everyone or everyone, but women too, and they're trying to use us as a platform, as a reason to take guns away from people, and that's just
all right. Let's mention a couple of them, because I know who you're referring to, and this is not something we had to talk about off air, but you're referring to more than likely Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, correct?
Correct.
They don't represent you, do they, as a mom?
They don't. And Gabby Giffords, you know, she's another one that's just hot on the trail of taking guns away from everyone in the name of domestic violence and protecting and saving women, and that's just not the case. That's not what needs to be done. That's not the answer.
Now, as a domestic violence survivor and the voice that you, this is what I'm really looking forward to having these conversations with you over time and as the shows continue to grow across this country. And that is, as a domestic violence survivor, you decided to do what? You decided to take a stand, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I decided that it was time to protect myself, you know, and there's only so much that an injunction, restraining order, police can do. They're all great. They're wonderful. You know, nothing against them, but I feel safer at night knowing what I know about guns, being trained, being prepared. And I think that's something that every woman out there, domestic violence survivor or not, should do.
That's a great message, Carol. You're shaking your head. Yes, as you hear this, your thoughts on what she's saying.
I completely agree with her. You know, women are just a huge emerging market, not only for us, but in the industry itself. And I think women are just standing up. They are to the point they're just standing up and saying, you know, I'm going to take care of this myself. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to protect myself and my family to the best of my ability. And it's just a wonderful thing to see happening.
Not just married women, but single women as well.
So many.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we need to talk about, and we need to bring that voice to America as frequently as we can. Amber, the first step you took was what? You went the NRA route, right? You started taking some classes from the NRA, is that right?
I did. I started competitive shooting a little bit, and then I decided I wanted to start doing more, and I wanted to get my instructor certification. So I started with the NRA, and I took some basic classes, and then I took instructor classes and went up from there. And then I took some personal protection classes, armed and not armed, because I believe both are important. And, you know, I've been training and practicing ever since.
Right. Now you're also doing, so we'll throw a plug out for one of our other great sponsors, United States Concealed Carry Association. You're now an affiliate instructor with the USCCA, and I know you're looking forward to attending one of the quarterly classes to become a certified instructor, correct?
Yes, I'm so excited about that. They've got great material, and I can't wait to learn even more about it.
Okay, so you're just adding it. It's another notch to the belt. It's just another resume, you know, another training. Let's go back to you have mentioned to me off air before, and I think this is very important. Domestic violence survivors, you'll teach them for free, won't you?
I would. It's something I believe in so much. I would do it. I think it's so important.
Yeah, that's huge. Lee, you care to comment on this? Domestic violence survivors, firearms, it's such a no-brainer. It's a logical step. You know, what she mentioned about the injunctions, hey, listen, we don't want to discourage anybody from getting the injunction. That's the first step you have to take to let the legal process begin. But for crying out loud, sometimes we all know that injunction might just make somebody even more mad if they're hell-bent on causing you harm, right, Lee?
I couldn't agree more, and kudos to Amber. I wrote a column last month after all the NFL scandal broke on domestic violence. I think the only good thing to come out of that is it refocused the country's attention on the horrors of domestic violence. My solution has always been rather simple. Women should have the means to defend themselves, and the firearm is the most effective self-defense tool ever made. I mean, pepper spray, ECDs, whistles, martial arts, they're all good, but none of them are as effective as a firearm. I mean, like Colonel Colt said, it's the ultimate equalizer. A well-trained and well-armed woman is more than a match for any man, regardless of his size.
Oh, that's
exactly
a great point. Yeah, Amber, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, he's absolutely correct, and I couldn't agree more.
I'm looking around the room. Trent, you're shaking your head yes, too. This is common sense to us, so I have to ask this question before we go to a break, Amber. What is it about the woman who doesn't understand? Is it because they haven't been through what you've been through? They haven't lived it? Is it going to take something like that to change somebody's mind? We've got 30 seconds. I'll let you answer until the break.
It could be, but I think it's just a matter of fact. People don't, they're afraid of what they don't know. And I think a lot of women are naturally fearful of guns, and it's just going to take them getting out there, getting trained, becoming comfortable, and I think they would change their mind altogether and be on the same wavelength as the rest of us women that feel that firearms are a necessary tool in our toolboxes.
Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
Have you ever met a woman and taken her to the range that said, I never want to go back? Quickly.
Never, ever, ever.
We're looking forward to having you back next week, everybody. That's Amber Cuno out in Arizona. Amber, thanks for tuning in with us and joining us today here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri. We'll be back with Trent. We'll be back with Carol. We'll be back with Lee Williams. And we'll also be back with Charles Heller out in Arizona.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back. hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love saying that every week, but it's more special today because I'm actually here in Republic, Missouri, and it is such a beautiful place. The facility is everything I thought it would be. Seen the pictures and everything else. Talk to you guys on a regular basis, but it's that new car smell here in the building because you just moved in. Carol Craighead, right?
New car, new leather smell.
Isn't that great? And it's American leather, too. It's nothing imported from somewhere else, right, Trent?
It's American tanned leather.
We are going to continue. It is such a beautiful thing, and it smells so good in here. We are going to continue because we have a huge guest lineup as we roll through this hour here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios at the Crossbreed Holster Facility in Republic, Missouri. Lee Williams, the gun writer down in Sarasota, Florida, sticking with us for the hour. Lee, how you doing? Welcome back, bro.
Thanks, brother. Great to be here again.
Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You're going to stick with us too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's a beautiful thing. And we also have Charles Heller, another Arizona-centric thing going on here. Charles Heller. Charles, welcome to the program. Always a pleasure. I called you today to talk to you about your schedule, and I wound up live on your radio show on the way to the Crossbreed Holster facility. How did that happen?
That's what happens when you call me on my cell phone when I'm live on the air.
I had no idea. He answers the phone, and he says, "Hey, Mark, how you doing? We're live on the radio." I said, "Oh, okay,
yep.
Good.
Well,
glad I'm by myself."
I called him back through the board and put him on the radio for a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
Play, except I didn't get you on your cell phone.
No, that's okay. We had a great time with you there on KVOI. KVOI listeners out in Tucson, Arizona. Love you guys. Looking forward to getting back there. Just came through there on my way to Tombstone last week, and that's always a special trip for me.
Yeah, the voice of Jewish radio, KVOI.
KVOI, you got to love that. Hey, all right, you threw me off my game. Don't do that when we're short on time, okay?
Every chance I get.
I know you do. Lee, you've never met Charles, so welcome to this crowd, bro.
Hi, thanks. Great to hear you all. It's wonderful, and I'll hear you all again in about 2 hours.
Yeah, you will. I might have to go to that link. Okay, Charles, let's talk quickly here as we run out of time always, and that is Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting out in Phoenix. I had just an absolutely phenomenal time out there with you and the entire group. You were kind enough to ask me to speak when I got there, and I felt like I was home. It was family to me. You guys have done so much good at that organization, and I can tell you that you are a model for other grassroots groups across the country, one that I'm intimately involved with, that's GeorgiaCarry.org. Mm-hmm. Give us the gist of everything going on in Arizona that listeners across the country will see happen as it happens there.
Well, first of all, number one, I want you to know that Arizona Citizens Defense League stands ready to help anybody in any other state start an organization like ours. We're willing to give you our bylaws. We're willing to give you advice from the treasurer, from the publicity guy, which is me, from the president, on how to do administration of an organization so that you can have in your state something similar to what we have in our state. We're not holding our cards close to the vest. We're willing to share with anyone and not only be a leader but exhibit leadership in our organization. What's going on in Arizona? We started out 9 years ago at the Five and Diner on Ray Road with four guys and an idea. And we crested 12,000 members this month. Just to give you an idea of how fast we're growing. We have two full-time lobbyists in Arizona's legislature who are there every day it's open and many days that it's not. 27% last count of the Arizona legislature were members of our organization. When NRA comes to them with a bill, they frequently say, "You better ask the CDL guys first," which irritates the urine out of their guys. But hey, you know, we're the boots on the ground. There's nothing wrong with NRA. Nothing. They play very well with us. But what's happened is that we have two full time people there, and they have one guy that covers many states. So naturally speaking, we're the lead organization when it comes to bills, and we've had 34 good bills come to the legislature, and only one bad one even get a committee hearing. The bad stuff was strangled before it even. Most of them never even got a committee hearing assignment.
When you think about what's happening in Arizona, and Lee, you'll appreciate this. I know Amber, you're in Arizona, so you benefit from it as well. I'm sitting here in Missouri with some of the best gun laws in the country, and we just passed a little thing in my state called the Guns Everywhere Bill, which I happen to love that because I believe guns belong everywhere in the hands of law-abiding citizens. But Lee, the same thing that's happening in Arizona, we're seeing now begin in Florida. I never, in my wildest dreams, coming from Florida, did I ever think that we would see a grassroots organization necessary in the Gunshine State, for crying out loud.
We have some of the best laws in the country, but there's always room for improvement, and there's tweaks. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, our League of Women Voters, supposedly nonpartisan group, took it upon themselves to conduct compliance checks in gun shops across the state, looking to see if they had a sign required by some obtuse state statute that says it's illegal to sell guns to anyone or to allow an unattended firearm to get in the hands of anyone under 16, which 99.9% of gun owners know. So there's always room for improvement, and there's always a need for monitoring, regardless of how good your laws are.
Why don't make it mandatory to give guns to people under 16?
And teach marksmanship. The real question, as Alan Corwin says, is why aren't we teaching marksmanship?
Exactly.
Right.
And gun safety in the schools.
Right, where they belong. You know.
And that's a great point.
I grew up in Chicago, and we had a range in the basement of the high school in Chicago.
We're starting to see some of it. Leopold is now sponsoring a three-gun team at Florida State University, which is pretty exciting when you think of the expense involved in fielding a three-gun team. So it's getting there.
How old is your youngest daughter?
She's 7.
She was on the show with us a couple weeks ago, wasn't she? Or,
yes.
Or she did a little public service announcement for us, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She did really good, too.
What color is her Smith & Wesson AR-22?
Pink and black.
That's such a beautiful thing. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Charles, you're grinning. Carol's over here shaking her head. That's a beautiful thing. And you know, as her mom, that she's responsible enough and mature enough to handle it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a parent, that's something you just know, you know, if your kid can do it or not.
Can I tell you a brief story about my stepdaughter?
Please.
When she was 6 and a young man was 8, we took them out shooting. And for the first time, and the young man would only go to a 22. My daughter, who was 6, we used my wife's Taurus 605, and we put 38s in it, and we only gave her one round at a time, just in case, you know, she's new. And the gun came up in recoil almost to her forehead, and I said, you know, maybe next year we'll get you the 357. She didn't know what a 357 was, but she grinned at Mom and said, I want the bigger bullets.
See,
priceless.
It is priceless, but you're teaching. Listen, you know, as a parent, we've got 30 seconds before we take a break again here. So, Charles, what I'm going to ask you to do is tell listeners where they need to go to visit AZCDL right now so that they can follow you guys and get involved, not just in Arizona, but anywhere in the country. Grassroots are absolutely vital to us today.
AZCDL.org. AZ is in Arizona. CDL is in Citizens Defense League, and we have members from many states and even other countries. We even allow people in from the PRC, the People's Republic of California.
PRK, brother. Armed American Radio continues when we come back. Charles, thanks for tuning us up on Arizona. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You're going to stick with us, too. Lee Williams, the gun writer down in Sarasota, and the black man with a gun, the Reverend Ken Blanchard, joins us right after this. We're on a roll from Republic, Missouri, back after this.
You're a 23 laboring nurse?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
You should visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. I did, and what an amazing weekend here in Missouri. Not enough time, Carol. We have to do it again. But when we ask you to pull that mic up, there we go, just a little bit. We're using these new headsets here, and they sound great.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Right? They take a little getting used to, because I know when you have your own headphones on, you can hear yourself breathing and everything, and it takes a little getting used to.
And the color's great. I mean, the color of yours is wonderful.
Yeah, okay. What he's referring to, I'll go ahead and let you know that I had actually left a pair of headsets back at the studio, and I had to borrow a pair from you and had to get a Radio Shack, man, has everything you need for $5.99. We were able to get the connector we needed for the mixer, correct?
Correct.
And I've got a pair of green Beats on.
Yeah, he's got my son's lime green Beats on today. I had to take a picture for everybody. It'd be great.
I insisted that I had to put it in the contract that stayed out of social media. So I'll just, radio is theater of the mind. I'll just give you that. Let's go around the table as we wait for the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, to call. Lee Williams, the gun writer, Sarasota, Florida. How you doing?
Well.
Say that again. He's speechless because of my green Beats. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, man, don't kill me, God. Holy, please don't kill me.
It's a good blog post.
It is a good blog post, but you won't get a picture, I promise you. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
How you doing in Arizona today?
I'm great.
Hot out there, wasn't it? But it was a dry heat, I bet.
It was a little humid and hot today.
I saw the other day, I noticed on a Facebook post that you were shooting at a range. Were you doing a night shoot?
Yeah, we were doing a tactical low light shoot the other night at our local range. It was a lot of fun.
What kind of competition do you shoot?
I just shoot usually Tuesday Night Steel or the Tactical 22 competitions.
Which one's your favorite?
I'd say Tuesday Night Steel because I like to shoot steel.
Okay. Carol, a lot of that was going on out at the Crossbreed Holsters Ranch today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A lot of it.
Yeah. With two very famous shooters, I might add, as well, with Melissa and with her husband, Jim Gilliland. Hey, before we go any farther, the Hickenlooper Blues. We have got to talk about the Hickenlooper Blues again. Colorado, we didn't have a chance to. In the first hour, we debuted it for you. In the second hour, we had a roll with John Lott. It was just absolutely fantastic. And we had, of course, Rob Astorino running for governor in New York. Have you guys, Lee, have you heard the Hickenlooper Blues?
It's already up on my site. I couldn't
He's
wait.
He's already here. He couldn't wait. Ah, that's great. So do you have the video up?
Yeah, the video's up. It's well-made, good production value, and I think humor is a hell of a vehicle to get the point across.
Where can people find it on your site as well?
TheGunWriter.com.
Oh, that's easy enough to remember. TheGunWriter.com. You can get it at DavidCodria.com. Amber Cuno, have you heard the Hickenlooper Blues yet?
I'm not. I'm going to check it out right away, though.
Well, you're going to check it out right now. Hey, Shanto, can we cue that back up again, or am I putting you on the spot? He's good, isn't he?
You know, I was saying in the gun
Let's
stuff,
cure your Hickenlooper Blues, America, particularly you, Colorado. Pay very careful attention. You can watch this video at DavidCodria.com or TheGunWriter.com.
First he says he didn't, then he says he did. Now he's blaming a staffer like a lying little kid. It's not like I could choose. You can read it in the news. Oh, baby, don't you blame me. I got the Hickenlooper Blues.
Barack Obama represents the change we need.
He plays eight ball with Obama and calls Bloomberg on the phone. But when sheriffs ask to see him, you know it leaves him alone. He changes convictions like Mel DeMarcus changes shoes. And my head is left a spinning with a bad case of the Hickenlooper Blues.
I take responsibility for having done a poor job of that. This is how bright I am. I didn't think it was going to be that controversial. We knew there was a little bit of a problem because we couldn't get any Republican co-sponsors. I guess I didn't get it. We were forming legislation without basic facts, which I think is a bad idea in every case. We'd known that there was going to divide the state so intensely, I think we probably would have thought about it twice. I apologize. I don't think we did a good job on any of that stuff.
He fronts on Nathan Dunlap, says he won't commit. Now that he's in trouble, he'll commute that vicious twit. But only if he loses, he wants to play us all for fools. I wish he'd slink back to his brew pub and cure my Hickenlooper Blues.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing. Lee, you gotta love that.
I love the Emil DeMarcos reference. That's going to crack me up for a few days.
You know, I was talking with those guys as they were putting the whole thing together and as it was being written and played, and they were remixing it and bringing the vocals out. And Peter was struggling desperately to get the proper material to put in the video that you saw. You know, there's copyright issues and everything else, and we had to rush to get it in before the election. The only thing I can do is ask you Colorado listeners that are paying attention to Armed American Radio today, grab that video. Visit DavidCodria.com, C-O-D-R-E-A. www.armedamericanradio.com. Grab that video, share it, put it on your Facebook pages, get it out to Twitter, let everybody see it. You can also get it at thegunwriter.com. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
What'd you think?
It was awesome. It was really hard to not start laughing in the middle of it.
Well, we did. We just turned our mics off, but that's okay because we've heard it before. So get it out on your Facebook page, too. And you can also find it here coming up after the program today at Armed American Radio at facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We'll make sure to have that up before we depart the Crossbreed Holster studios today. Shanto, your thoughts on that? You've been awful quiet. I know we've had a big guest lineup today. Your thoughts on that?
I thought it was great, you know, as a person that's wanting to get into film and working on film myself, I thought it was great, and it's definitely funny. I mean, the video, you gotta get the video to really exercise your humor, because it's really good.
Well, you know, they got the, you know, he's spinning everything, and they've got him spinning in the video. Peter is, this is, I want to point this out, make this point, and Lee, I know you know this. Sean, you know this. Amber, you will know this now, but Peter Gould is an Emmy Award-winning
yes.
film and documentary producer. But he has Emmys on his shelves behind him. And when we do the, you know, we used to have him on the program quite a bit. We were doing the video as well as the audio from the studio, Sean, as you remember.
Yes.
We're working. We're going to bring that back with the new website when it comes up. But when we had Peter on the video, he had super high definition quality that blew all of our video away.
Yes.
And then in the background, you could see the Emmy up on the shelf. And I thought, now that's pretty cool stuff. And to have him, you know, actually produce that video for those guys. Colorado, I don't know what else to tell you. Lee, you got to get rid of Hickenlooper out there, man. Is he foolish enough? I guess he is foolish enough to say what he said, that I didn't think it would be that controversial.
Ask them more about Magpul and why they left the state with all their jobs and tax dollars.
Yeah, they did the same thing up in New York. They're bailing out on Cuomo. And it's funny to me to see the ads. You watch them on, I guess they're running them on CNN, on Fox News, on MSNBC, that mm-hmm. New York is one of the greatest places to start a business. You have a business. Would you go, Carol?
No, absolutely not.
Of course not. You wouldn't want to leave the Crossbreed Holster Ranch anyway. But having said that, as from a business standpoint, why?
It's too mandated.
No tax benefit enough to get you there, right?
None.
I didn't think so. Armed American Radio continues. We'll try to get the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, on the horn here in just a moment. Amber Cuno, did we lose her? Armed American Radio will be back right after this. We'll see if we can get Amber back on the show, too.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're a 23 laboring nurse?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company.
Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. This is the final segment of this hour. It's been an honor to be spending time with you today again here on the Armed American Radio Network. It's always my favorite part of the week. So I guess in the essence of time, I'll say, Carol, what an amazing program, and thank you for having Armed American Radio here home in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
It's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, this won't be the last time. This is going to happen on a regular basis. Trent Cooper, always a pleasure to be with you, no matter where it is around the country we may meet up.
It is always a good time. You never know what's going to happen, but always a good time.
That
so
is true.
Glad,
we had great barbecue last night.
Glad that's, you finally made it here.
So. Yeah, again, not the last time. Let's go around the table and start with that. We lost her in the last one. Let's try again. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
There you are. Sean had cut your mic. Stick around with us. We're going to get some commentary as we go around the table. Lee Williams, how are you?
Honored to be here. You have had a hell of a lineup tonight.
Man, it has been really something. I know you've been listening to the program since the beginning of the show. Here's something. Let's have some fun. We have not yet heard from Ken Blanchard. I spoke with him earlier today, so I know he was traveling. He's probably had some issues. So let's go here. You've got a column in the gunwriter.com, Lee, called Top 10 Tactical Flashlight Tips. And the reason I want you to explain that a little bit, then I'm going to turn it over to Amber. Amber, you and I spoke today about some of the classes you took in low light using some tactical flashlight tips, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's listen to Lee. Lee, tell us about that, and then we'll turn it over to you.
Well, the number one is get a good light. You need about 120 lumens minimum. In my opinion, and when I was a policeman, I searched hundreds of homes and businesses, you can't have too much light. Now, there's one big myth that exists out there nowadays. People say they don't want to use a white light because it'll give away their position to the enemy.
Right.
And that's
right.
Fine if you're on a battlefield. But if you're searching your home, you need light. You want to make sure that you're not going to draw down on your spouse or your dog or your cat. You use the light judiciously. Use quick bursts of light rather than leaving it switched on. Move between the bursts when it's dark. One other tip you can use with a handheld, not a weapon-mounted light. And by the way, I have white lights on all of my home defense weapons. You can walk into a room that's dark, point the light, the handheld light, at a white ceiling, and it'll give you enough light throughout the room that you'll be able to distinguish threats. Another thing your listeners should remember is be
aware
when
tip,
you don't
by the way. Great tip.
Yeah,
that's thanks. A great tip. That's a great tip. Thank you. Carol's over here shaking her head. Her eyes got big, and that is a fantastic tip.
I just would never thought of that.
Yeah.
Ask yourself when you don't need a light. You know that you can flip on a light switch, and or leave the room dark. Nobody knows the layout of your furniture in your home better than you do. And I like to use a Surefire. I'm a big Surefire guy. I love a weapon-mounted light, but I'll always carry one. I always have access to a handheld because one is none, two is one. You got to have redundancies and backups. But most importantly, if you're going to use a light like Amber did the other night, practice shooting with it. The first time you want to shoot a firearm with a light should not be when there's a bad guy in your home.
That's another great point. Amber Cuno, you and I talked about that today. Tell us about some of your experience training with that. I know you used some of Masoud Ayoub's techniques, didn't you?
We did. It was actually my favorite hold that we did in the class, although we went through some of the most popular ones, and we all had to switch and use each other's flashlights that we weren't familiar with. And my personal favorite was the Barbie flashlight that we had to use. That was a lot of fun because you never know. It might be all you have.
Wow, another great point. Carol, you're smiling. You went from ear to ear on that one.
I have two daughters.
Oh, so you get it.
I can relate to the Barbie flashlight.
Okay, so we absolutely get it. Hey, Amber, tell us what the Barbie flashlight is, would you?
Yeah, it was just a little girl's Barbie flashlight, and all the guys are out there decked out in their tactical gear and everything else. Everyone had to use the flashlight, including those guys. No one really liked it. Definitely not something I'd recommend for tactical shooting, but it proved the point that, you know, sometimes it's all you have, so you have to know how to use and work with what you have, because it might be all you have, because your kid could have stole your Mag Light and left their Barbie doll flashlight, and that's what you have to use, so use it.
I've got a couple kids, and I've lost a couple of my flashlights to my kids. I have to say this, the Barbie flashlight that you have with you is better than the one lost, isn't it?
Exactly.
The same thing goes for guns as well. Lee, I'm sitting here laughing about that because of the Barbie thing. Carol, your look on your face was priceless. I wish it's theater for the mind, but I wish you could have seen it. Lee, lasers, the same myth. I don't want to use it because I don't want to give away my position, but lasers are a little bit different than flashlights, aren't they? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and my big tip on those is if you have the laser light combo where you have the switch that turns it laser only or light only or laser and light, make sure it's left with the tactical white light on, regardless of whether the laser is, so you can pick it up and get some white light. It should never be left at the laser only setting.
Okay, and I want to let me throw a little bit of devil's advocate at you. To those who say or who may disagree, I still don't agree about giving away my position. How do you answer this? It's my home. I can walk around my home blindfolded. I know my home. I don't need that light. What are your thoughts there? How do you answer that?
It's never a bad idea to see what you're shooting at. As a matter of fact, it's kind of highly recommended. I like a white light, and I've searched a lot of buildings. Even if I'm familiar with it, I still want to make sure that it's an actual threat.
Okay, and here comes the kicker. Here we're going to promote Crossbreed a little bit. You make holsters for guns with weapon-mounted lights?
Yes, we do.
Ah, I knew that. What's the most popular that you sell, that you get? Do you get a lot of requests more with rails, Glocks?
You know, on the laser and lights, we do make a lot of them with the laser and lights. We accommodate Viridian. We accommodate Crimson Trace. We accommodate Laser Light. We accommodate Laser Max. So main thing is to go to our website, check out our gun list there, and make sure that it's on there before.
Which firearm do you see the holster being built for mainly with laser? Do you see a trend anywhere?
You know, you've got your normal. You've got your Glock. You've got your XDS. You've got your Shield. You've got the LCPs, the LC9s. I can go on and on. I don't think there's one special one, but the laser, the lights, they're becoming a lot more popular with the small lights on there.
Okay, I'll tell you what, as much as I hate to do this, we're coming to the close of another hour, and I think what we need to do is give away a holster combo. What do you think?
I'm going to leave that one to Carol since it's her money.
You want to give away that holster combo we talked
about
earlier?
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Neil Hills is going to win because he picked Melissa and Jim Gilliland off the site right off the bat. Neil Hills is going to win that combo. So we're going to go ahead and email him, and we'll message Neil. Neil, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, and thanks for participating on the website. Anybody else? That was on the Facebook page. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and pay attention, like the other 80,000 people out there and growing every single day. And we don't pay for fans, by the way. Those are just generic fans that just keep coming over because they like the show. Amber, quickly, because while I'm here at Crossbreed Holsters, what kind of gun do you carry?
An
LC-9. You asked me that yesterday, Trent, and I wasn't able to tell you that.
Got it.
Lee, what's your favorite carry gun?
I'm a rather big, so I like the XD and 45. I can conceal it.
The XD and 45. Amber, I know you're a fan of those XDs as well.
Love
Ladies
it.
And gentlemen, thank you very much. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
A pleasure having you here. Looking forward to bringing you back again soon. Lee Williams, always a pleasure. In fact, I'm looking forward to doing the show live with you at the Florida State Fair in February. That's going to be a great time. Carol and Trent, I can't thank you enough. Unbelievable being here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios as Sean yawns in the background and says 30 seconds in my ear. So I'll leave you with this from Republic, Missouri, from the Crossbreed Holster facilities. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. What do we say, Trent?
Conceal and carry the cross.
Conceal and carry the cross. Thank you for your hospitality. If you want to see some of those photographs, visit Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. DavidCodria.com for the Hickenlooper Blues video. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us we by the
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.